I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is to try to please everybody. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friend Peter from over at Top Think has a great message for us on how caring what other people think is holding you back. Enjoy.
Imagine you have to do a group project for class. The other people in your group seem pretty smart and outspoken, so you step back and let them run the show. But as you're working on your project, you realize it isn't turning out that great. You think about telling your group members that you want to make some changes, but you're worried that they're going to get mad or make fun of you. You ultimately decide to keep your mouth shut. So when it comes time for your group to turn in your project, you end up getting a bad grade. What went wrong? This is a very common situation for people struggling to develop confidence or overcome insecurity. When you have a great idea or a strong opinion about something, you back down simply because you're scared of what other people will think or say. Oftentimes, we obsess about worst-case scenarios where everything that can go wrong does go wrong. In our heads, these scenarios seem absolutely terrifying, even if the reality isn't scary at all. If it's really that simple, why do so many people struggle with these same insecurities? To answer that question, let's look at something called a cognitive distortion. Cognitive distortions are biased and often irrational ways to view the world around us, which we accidentally reinforce on a daily basis. They can create anxieties, doubts, and fears by building upon a foundation of faulty assumptions and misinformation. In other words, people over-exaggerate and overgeneralize all the time. For example, let's say that you're on a stage giving a speech and someone in the audience laughs. A laugh can mean a lot of different things, but in this context, your brain may automatically assume that they're laughing at you. Once you've decided that they're laughing at you, all other logical options seem to disappear. Another person very well could have leaned over and told them a joke, but your brain is so stuck in this negative thought pattern that it won't even consider any other possibilities. Since you probably don't make a habit of second-guessing your own brain, you end up feeling embarrassed, shameful, and sad about something that may have had nothing to do with you. If you're someone who struggles with anxiety and insecurity, you may jump to these disastrous conclusions a few times a day. It's very easy to assume that every negative thing that happens around you is a product of your own failures and mistakes. In fact, these feelings are so strong that your brain will do everything it can to avoid putting you in a similar situation. So, when you're thinking about talking to your group members about changing the project, your brain is worried about a worst-case scenario that essentially doesn't exist. If you let them, these negative assumptions can completely control your life. So you need to learn how to identify and overcome your irrational fears. To help you do just that, here are 4 strategies you can use if you care too much about what other people think. Number 1. Question obstacles. Next time you find yourself backing away from an opportunity just because you're scared of being judged, take a minute to ask yourself this one important question. What is the worst thing that could happen? Oftentimes, when we're panicking about that worst-case scenario, we don't actually take the time to organize and think through our feelings. Instead, our brains become a whirlwind of negative emotions like fear and shame that prevent us from making intelligent decisions. When your brain is scared of something, it will always seek out the safest possible course, which is usually to avoid the situation completely. If you're worried about messing up a speech, your brain will tell you not to give one. If you're nervous about talking to new people, your brain will convince you that you're better off alone. But is that really true? By forcing yourself to answer the question, what is the worst thing that could happen, you're making your brain analyze those emotional and often illogical choices. Once you slow down and look a bit closer, you'll realize that those negative outcomes either don't make sense or aren't actually that bad. If you do mess up your speech, couldn't you just correct yourself and keep going? If you start talking to a new person and they're mean to you, can't you just leave and talk to someone else? Because your brain is instinctively programmed to protect you, it will make these kinds of mistakes pretty often. So whenever you notice your anxieties controlling your behavior, take a few minutes to think it through and decide whether or not your fears are worth being afraid of. Number 2, flip the situation. When you step into any social situation, it's tempting to believe that everyone in the room is watching you. For example, if you spill food on your shirt, you might start panicking because it feels like everyone just saw you do something really embarrassing and will criticize you for it. Psychologists have called this extremely common state of mind the imaginary audience, since people frequently feel like they're the center of attention, whether they want to be or not. What most people don't realize, however, is that everyone, no matter how well-liked, talented, or intelligent they may be, is a person just like you. Chances are, they have their own set of fears and insecurities that they're also worried about everyone else noticing. So, when you're concerned about what other people will think, try flipping the situation around. If you saw someone else accidentally spill food on their shirt, would you think badly about them? Would you think that they're dumb, gross, or clumsy? 99% of the time, the answer is going to be no. So why should you be worried when the same exact situation happens to you?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.